This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. forensic experts have become involved in the search for Saddam Hussein. The experts are attempting to conduct DNA tests on the remains of people killed last week in an American airstrike on a convoy of three Iraqi vehicles near the Syrian border. There's suspicion that Saddam Hussein and his two sons were in the convoy. The search for the former Iraqi president has intensified in recent weeks as attacks on U.S. soldiers continue, attacks blamed on Saddam Hussein loyalists. The search got a boost last week when a top aide to the former president was captured in Tikrit. From Tikrit, NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
The renewed hunt for Saddam Hussein was kicked off by events in this house. Here, U.S. forces captured Abd Hamid Mahmoud al-Tikriti, the man known as Saddam Hussein's shadow, the only man he trusted, his personal bodyguard. Abd Hamid reportedly told his American interrogators that Saddam Hussein and his son survived the war and may be still alive.
You can see what the grenades did on the floor, all black spots, and this is a hand grenade which they used for smoke and sound.
Ahmed Rega Bedawi sheltered the fugitive bodyguard for 3 days, was arrested himself in the raid by a secret U.S. task force. When asked if he knew he was harboring one of the most wanted men in Iraq, an argument takes place among the dozen men sitting around him on the floor. This man speaks his mind.
Do you think we are people who disrespect our tradition and our honor? It's not just Abd Hamid that we would take in our houses. If our houses are not enough to place a dam inside of them, our hearts are bigger than the houses. We would welcome him.
There is a heavy American military presence in Tikrit, Saddam's hometown. This is a city of lavish homes and fresh graffiti, pledging support for the old regime. More than 50 former members of Saddam's Republican Guard have been arrested here. But not all Tikritis are loyal to the past. The arrest of Saddam's bodyguard had to come from an insider's tip, says Ahmed Raga.
I am sure that the person who told them is a person who is living in Tikrit because he knows the place better than the Americans.
Tikrit is a different place now. On the city streets, Saddam's pictures are riddled with bullets. The rest are torn down. But U.S. officials say as long as Saddam's supporters believe he's alive, the armed attacks against American soldiers will go on. So the hunt for the fugitive president is in high gear. Saddam's bodyguard reportedly told the Americans he had traveled with Saddam and his two sons to Syria, where they were expelled and forced to return home. Abd Hamid made his way back to Tikrit, where he hid out until his capture last week. Salah Omar al-Ali is not surprised that an informer from Tikrit helped the Americans.
Maybe there's some Tikritis trying to help the American to find Abd Hamid because he is killer, he is a butcher. He is Saddam's hand, right hand. He's killing a lot of Iraqis.
Salah Omar is a Tikriti himself. Once a high-ranking member of the Ba'ath Party, he broke with Saddam in the 1970s and lived in exile until a few weeks ago. But he still has many old friends in Baghdad. He believes Saddam is still alive, too, because of a phone call, he says, to a former Iraqi general.
5 days ago, he tried to call my good friend. When he asked him who is talking, he said, Saddam Hussein, and I want to talk to you.
Salah Omar says Saddam called back twice. Each time, the general slammed down the phone.
He just tried to have some supporters or so, but everybody now refuses him.
It is an intriguing story, impossible to verify. But if true, the phone call from Saddam Hussein came on the same day that his trusted secretary, the man who knew his secrets, was arrested by an American secret task force in a second-floor bedroom in a house in Tikrit. Deborah Amos, NPR News.